Though there certainly wasn't any definitive commitment to anything, the big story of the day has been the latest comments from BOJ Governor Ueda. BOJ has leaned overly dovish to a fault over the years, and there has never been any real bend to that communication. But earlier today, the central banker's admission there were various options available to the central bank if they raised rates, and that there was no specific new rate level in mind in case of a rate hike, was enough to really catch the market off guard and in turn inspire a massive wave of yen demand. Just to get a little flavor for the yen outperformance today, the yen is up over 1.5% against the buck into the North American Open as compared to the rest of the currency market, trading within less than 0.2% up or down against the US dollar on the day. But the major takeaway here is that nothing has really happened, and the intense downtrend the yen has been in all year is still very much intact, with room for this rally in the end to be quickly sold on any signs of the central bank leaving policy as is and ultimately showing no real commitment to make any changes. Elsewhere, Chinese trade data showed imports fell by 0.6% year over year compared to the 3.9% year over year rise that was expected, suggesting domestic demand is struggling to support growth in the underperforming economy. Moody's has also cut its outlook for 8 Chinese banks to negative from stable, a day after unveiling a bearish stance on Beijing's sovereign bonds due to concern over the level of debt. Over in the Eurozone, German industrial production showed a decline compared to the rise expected, while Eurozone GDP was left unrevised and was uneventful. Looking ahead, U.S. initial jobless claims is the main piece of data on the docket for the remainder of the day. The market will also start to position into tomorrow's monthly jobs report out of the U.S. That's all for now.